Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Cam, I know you're always looking for new and different podcasts to listen to while you're at work, and I know that everyone out there listening to our voices are the same, always trying to gain new knowledge, more insight, being more familiar with things like science and culture, and human spirit and consciousness, trying to understand our minds and ways to unlock our true potential. And that's why we want to tell you about a new show that dives deep into the inner workings of our brains. It's called Sean Carroll's Mindscape. Join host Sean Carroll as he sits down with some of the most interesting thinkers in the world to talk science, philosophy, culture, and of course, much more. Past guests have included neuroscientists, game designers, and even historians.
So if you've ever wanted to know how music affects your brain or the origin of human impulse or how black holes work, well, then you've come to the right place. In just a moment, you'll get to hear a preview of Sean Carroll's Mindscape featuring filmmaker Seth MacFarlane. Sean and Seth chat about the Orville and writing science fiction. Now, while you're listening, go subscribe to Sean Carroll's Mindscape on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to Expanded Perspectives right now. There's also a link in the episode notes.
So Bordas, for those who have not seen the show, Bordas and Clyden are members of this race, the Mocklin. And we're told there are only men, only male Mocklins. But they managed to give birth somehow, which makes me think that they're really only female Mocklins. But so I'm not quite sure the definition of male
We've struggled that a little bit. The storytelling value that species gives you as opposed to the logic of the biology, what we've kind of landed on is, all right, their definitions are a little different than what ours are.
They're very masculine presenting, yeah. Right? They're pretty macho.
because at the end of the day, you can always fall back on it. Well, they're aliens. It's different.
That's right.
But yeah, I mean, it was a dynamic that I hadn't seen before. These two very stoic, you know, kind of classically science fiction aliens who were a pair, who were mates, and had this kind of domestic life going on, and it's those two actors are just gold. I mean, Chad Coleman, who I think also does The Expanse.
Oh, and, yeah, he was Cuddy on The Wire.
Yeah, and Peter Macon obviously is Bordas. They're my favorite couple on TV.
I can endorse that. You could do a lot worse. But then, so I'm going to mention in the introduction that we're spoiling everything, so that's okay. But they have a child. It is female. Mm-hmm. This is a scandal. Mm-hmm. And the cultural expectation is that there will be a sex change to turn it into a boy.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is heavy stuff to be tackling right there in season one.
Yeah. Well, it's what always fascinated me was, and again, the specifics of that episode and that conflict are arguably less pertinent than the more general conflict that's at play in there. And that's, if you have another culture that does things their own way, that doesn't stack up with your morals and your code of ethics, but it's still their culture, at what point do you respect their mm-hmm. ways, and at what point does that get so insane that you can't justify it in your own mind or live with yourself, and it becomes time to be galaxy police.
And Claire, I guess, is the doctor, and she originally, so her question was, she is also one of the treasures of the show.
She's great.
That actress
great.
Is amazing. Yeah. She wanted to know, she worked through the ethical dilemma here, you know, who is benefiting from this? Is it medically necessary, or is this just a cultural thing? And I don't think there's obvious answers to these questions.
Those are my favorite kinds of stories. Like and look, as much as I think there is an absence in television of noble people who just want to do the right thing, everyone's an anti-hero. And I do miss the simplicity of, you know, Gary Cooper saying, "Damn it, I just got married, but I got to turn around and go fight this bad guy." I do think that that's that's not a good thing that that doesn't exist on television. That I, you know, I, when I was a kid, I had, you know, it was fiction, but there were people like, you know, it was Picard, and it was, yeah, it was, you know, people who were just out to do, you know, even the superheroes, the Super Friends, for God's sakes, they were so wholesome, but these were people who were just out to do the right thing. And I think at the end of the day, to see people struggling with what the right thing is, but yet coming from a noble place and coming from a virtuous place, but not being able to find a clear answer. Those to me are the most interesting kind of stories that I can latch on to. I get a little weary of, oh, this guy's a murderer and a drug addict and all this, and I'm supposed to sympathize with him. It's at a certain point, it's just, I'm just watching terrible people do terrible things.
It does wear you down a little bit.
You know, it's, I love The Handmaid's Tale, but at a certain point, I start to get tired of this girl getting kicked around. It's just,
I read
not,
the book. I couldn't bring myself, yeah, to watch. Yeah. Have you seen Fleabag?
I haven't seen Fleabag.
It's really, really good. But in the beginning, it's just hard because they're just so many bad things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's, people. But it is. I mean, that's the most fun stuff to write, is those stories that don't have a clear cut. And that's what we're always looking for on the Orville. Those stories that don't have a clear cut, what's right and what's wrong. And, you know, things that, you know, where you have to weigh the rights of the individual against the needs of the society. It's all interesting stuff. And it's all stuff that science fiction is arguably more equipped than any genre to address. And I have a blast writing those kinds of stories.
These are the real dilemmas, and yeah, they can be played out in an infinite number of different ways.
Yeah, it's fun to leave that stuff. I mean, look, there are certain stories where it is clear, like this is right and this is wrong. You may disagree with me, but I'm pretty confident in my ethics. I find that a lot of what we do on the Orville is we struggle along with the characters. It's a tough thing to, you know, I mean, that story is a good example. This is their society. And I mean, look, I mean, it's Saudi Arabia is like a perfect example. It's their culture, but you know, look how they treat women.
At a certain point,
when do you walk in there and say, hey, you're going to stop doing this and you're going to start doing things this way? You know, people have differing opinions. I happen to believe that in that scenario, there is an argument to be made for being a little bit of a hero and helping out the oppressed. But not everyone agrees with that. Some people would say it's their culture. It's not your business.
Yeah, I'm on your side in the sense I do think that sometimes you're going to try to intervene. But I certainly historically recognize that there's plenty of times when societies have talked themselves into the idea that they were the virtuous ones. And in fact, they were just imposing their own views, right? Yeah. We've had crusades and colonies and the whole bit. Did you get pushback from that episode by people who have interests one way or the other in gender reassignment or gender identity?
We didn't. No, certainly not from the company. I mean, what's interesting about Fox is for all of their conservatism on the news side, I've never once been censored in any way when anything that I've done. I will say that for them. And you know, when the episode aired, there were mixed reactions, and there was a lot of passionate things written about the story. And you know, again, there were some things that I read that educated me a little bit, and some things that I thought were a little bit maybe not so correct in their analysis of the show, but it's, you know, overall the reaction that I found to that show, and it was gratifying, was that, hey, at least somebody's talking about this on a network.
Hello, everyone. This is Sean Carroll, host of the Mindscape podcast, and you've been listening to a little excerpt from my interview with Seth MacFarlane about science fiction themes in his TV show, The Orville. To hear the rest of the interview or any of Mindscape's discussions about science, philosophy, culture, and any big idea you might think of, you can subscribe to Sean Carroll's Mindscape on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening right now. Thanks.
The
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.